fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my granddaddy.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. This Thursday morning, October 18th, we welcome you to the OPT Network. Well, as always, when we get our morning started, we like to remind all that are driving in from all parts of the country, this is that hour when kids are getting ready for school. School buses are rolling, and we like to remind you to slow down through those school zones, stay engaged, make sure that you're steering clear of our kids' rear, and make sure that you're watching out for our crossing guards that help to protect our kids in the morning. And you know, this morning as we were traveling in, you know, we always see the buses rolling, and so it always reminds us to remind you. And every single morning when we drop Deuce off, we pray with him in the morning. And I don't know if you guys saw the paper or not about what happened at Ash a couple days, on yesterday, actually. Many Alexandria Senior High students stay home and leave early in the wake of threats. And, you know, one of the things that we have to do every single morning is that we've got to make sure that our kids are prayed up and covered in the morning, because there are so many things, so many evil ideas that are implanted to hurt not just kids, but people. And so we say to those people, we bless you this morning. And we just bind any of those evil spirits that would try to come against our kids and come against their minds as they're headed to school and trying to give their best self to learn and to be productive. So you know what? Let's make sure that not only are we taking care of our kids in the morning, making sure that we're looking out and protecting all kids as if they were our own. So make sure that you say a little prayer with your kids in the morning and you cover them so that they'll have a good, positive, productive day. And we want to remind you on another note that we're still working to raise money for the cure. This is the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Here's how you can connect with us. You can connect with us at the OPT offices at 3717 Government Street, suite number 2, right here in Alexandria, or you can phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. We're going to talk more about the race a little bit later in the show, and we're going to talk about those incredible people that continue to surprise us and to delight us with their largesse. And what do I mean by that? Their generosity, their huge hearts. And every single day we have another story, and yesterday was no different. And we'll tell you a little bit about that a little bit later in the show. But what I want to do is I want to switch gears and get right on point about what we're going to be talking about this morning. As many of you know who listen to the show, you know that we are all about empowering women to be their best selves. And we do that in many ways by entrepreneurship. And so this morning, we're going to have an incredible woman on who has been an entrepreneur for many, many years.
And not only are we talking about those women who are established in entrepreneurship, but we're talking about those women who are aspiring entrepreneurs. So what we're going to do this morning is we're going to mix the local with the national. And you know, I say it just about every time that I take the mic. One story gives life to the next story. And who I'm talking about this morning is Kay Unger. And many of you may or may not be familiar with Kay, but what we love about the network is that we bring people in that maybe you don't know and that we can all learn a little bit more about. Well, Kay Unger is an American fashion designer. And we're going to introduce you to Kay when we come back. We're going to tell you about her designs. We're going to tell you about some of the celebrities who have worn her designs. And we're going to tell you how you can connect with her. You know, oftentimes we talk about the way that society has changed when it comes to dressing and women feeling pretty about the way that they look. Well, Kay Unger is, she embodies femininity. Now, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to Kay Unger, who is an amazing entrepreneur and a philanthropist, plus so much more. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my granddaddy.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Oh, what?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. You know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If your morning is just getting started, it's 7:47 a.m., and today is Thursday, October the 18th. And you remember before we went to break, I told you that we were going to introduce you to Kay Unger. Well, she is an American fashion designer, and until July 2012, she was the creative head and public face of Phoebe Couture, Phoebe Company, LLC. Kay Unger is an established designer and has been since 1995. Her clothes are really a fashion brand of sophistication, and she continues to redefine classic style. Coveted by women across the world, the label embodies excellence. Her brands have been worn by people like Oprah Winfrey, Tyra Banks, Selma Hayek, Kathy Lee Gifford, Hoda Kotb, just to name a few. And we welcome this incredible, incredible entrepreneur and philanthropist to the OPT Network for the very first time. Kay, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carla. I'm thrilled to do this. I think your show really tells a story that I relate to, and I'm anxious to reach out to all the women, many of which I probably already know, women and men.
Absolutely.
Talk to them through you and the story that you tell.
Absolutely. So, Kay, I want to start with this, because with every journey and every life, you know, we want to find out how it's birthed. And so as I was thinking about you, Kay, and your beautiful designs, and people who know me may or may not know that I wore one of your designs to Threads this year, which is a benefit for breast cancer. Always feel beautiful in all of your designs, beautiful, clean, and just well-dressed. So I want to know, Kay, when was the first time you understood that you had the gift?
Well, I first found sort of my passion when I was 8 years old. And I actually wrote a letter, and it said, when I grow up, I had wanted to be an ice skater, because I loved the beautiful costumes. And mm-hmm. if I couldn't be an ice skater, I wanted to be a mom, because they wore beautiful clothing, which my mother did. And last of all, if I can't be those, I definitely want to be a fashion designer. So I learned how to sew, and when I first saw the original Sabrina mm-hmm. with Audrey Hepburn, that's what struck a chord with me. I love the simplicity of the clothing that she wore. I even made the long gown that she wore, which is a print out of terry cloth towels. And it was a challenge. I cut my hair like that. And that I just started. I used to take the bedspreads off the beds and make them into skirts at night when my parents would go to sleep. But when I really realized I had the talent was when I was much older. I went to college to be a painter. I was always artistic, and I thought in order to be a fashion designer, you had to be an absolute genius, and I didn't know if I fell into that category. But after being a painter for a year, I decided that I wanted to be independent and always support myself. Mm-hmm. So I thought, there's a fashion design department at my school, which is Washington University in St. Louis, and why don't I try that? And I did for a year, and it was terrific, and then I decided to reach for the sky, which was Parsons in New York, and I came to Parsons. And I discovered many things. One, that I had an eye for dresses.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the 60s. For those of you who watch Mad Men or anything like that, that's how I grew up. That was my time period. And I always wore dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I graduated from Parsons and they analyzed my portfolio, they said, this is very unique.
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen a person who just did dresses.
Wow.
And that's what I'm best known for.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I was raised in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
so I'm from the Midwest, and I feel that's the center of the United States, and I had a very good picture of what all kinds of people wore and all nationalities. It was kind of a melting pot. And I think that gave me an understanding, not just of what was beautiful and classic, because
mm-hmm.
I was lucky enough my mother wore beautiful couture clothing, but I had this vision of, why can't I make these beautiful clothes for everyone at
wow.
a price that they can afford? And the other thing that I discovered was how it made a woman feel, being a woman myself, and
mm-hmm.
now there's many more women designers, but for a long time there weren't. I understand her body.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, you know, I've been a size 2,
mm-hmm.
like you, and I've been a size 12. And I know what it feels like when you don't feel so great. You still have to get up. And look good, and what it how it makes you stand, and how it makes you feel. So it's like psychotherapy. And so I have traveled for 30 weekends a year for 45 years since my first company that I started.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in the dressing rooms with women, and so I think not only do I help them from the outside, I help them from the inside. And my favorite tagline is, my folds cover your folds. So I do dresses with lots of folds.
Uh-huh.
But the other thing, Carlette, I discovered in those dressing rooms are the women that I helped who had just had a double mastectomy or a single mastectomy
mm-hmm.
or were going through chemo. What could I do to make them look better, feel better,
mm-hmm.
and get better?
Absolutely.
And that has been, I have been in those dressing rooms helping those women, and it was just so rewarding. I learned so much from them. And over the years, of course, things have gotten better as to what's available to them. And I think that's part of what started me working so hard in finding a cure and giving care to women with breast cancer.
Absolutely. And Kay, you know, when we read your story, as we do with all women's stories that we speak to every single day. We've got to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the gift and how you put the gift into action and trust the gift. Because so many women are gifted in entrepreneurial ways. They have so much that God has placed within them, but really are unable to trust the gift and make the gift earn money for them. And so when we come back from break, I want to talk about that very important subject. And it is incredible about how we become entrepreneurs, being able to trust the gift. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Maybe you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
At the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer has been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on Sirius XM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, what an incredible conversation we're having with Kay Unger. Kay Unger has been really a staple in the lives of so many. And what we love about women in business and entrepreneurs is that we get the unique opportunity to introduce them to all of the women listening out throughout the country. And, you know, we're talking about fashion design, but more importantly, we're talking about how women, Kay, step out of their comfort zone or step out of where they are, step out of the boat and trust the gift. And before we went to break, I was asking you, how were you able to trust the gift?
Well, I think I had actually some interesting advice from an older friend when I was in high school that just said, you are very talented. Follow your dream. Follow, you know, pick a goal and go for it. Now, all of you out there probably have a talent of some type. It doesn't have to be an artistic talent. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told my children, and it's kind of working. First, I think the most important thing, you have to really find your passion and believe in it. So you have to close your eyes and dream and think about not what you're worried about, not what you think you can achieve within a small opportunity space, but try and let your mind wander into an area of what you really, really would love to do without any boundaries. Then tap into that feeling, and with me it was fashion. And then what you try and do is figure out, okay, maybe I can really do this. And the one thing about an entrepreneur that's pretty common amongst us is we go and we do things, and we don't usually know about them, because if we did, we might not do them. So you have to feel.
That's good, Kay.
It's so true. To me, this feeling in your gut, which is your trust, it's like a first kiss. You got to have those butterflies. If you don't have those butterflies, you're not going to go for it. So, for example, when I started my first business on my own when I was in my early 20s, my father had passed away and left me a little bit of money, and a beautiful fabric company came to me and said, we love your designs. Will you use our fabric? I took all the money my dad left me and bought their fabric and had it shipped to my living room. I had no idea what I was doing, but I somehow, because I forced myself by buying this, said, I better use it. And I went out and I found somebody I'd worked with in the past. Could you make my samples? Then I took those samples to Bloomingdale's, and I said, and I knew nothing about business, I said, I'd like you to see these dresses. If you like them, I'd like to sell them to you, but you must pay me when I deliver them so I can make more.
So, Kay, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there. How tough was it as a young woman to step into Bloomingdale's and say, hey, I've got these dresses. Would you like to buy them? What kind of chutzpah does it take to do that?
Well, I have to say, it took some chutzpah. I had already designed a collection for a company called Trina Norell, where I had had a lot of publicity. So they kind of knew my name. But things were easier 45 years ago. To start something, it was easier in one respect because you didn't need as much money, but it was much more difficult as a woman.
Absolutely.
In order for me to even get a loan from a bank, I had to ask a man to do it for me because no bank would allow it. But I'm telling women.
How many men, Kay? Let me stop you right there. How many men did you have to ask before you got your loan? Do you remember?
Oh, about three. About three. Not so many. But, and I had to promise to pay it right back.
Right. Wow.
It was called what's called a bridge loan, where you can do that. Now, the things I didn't know, ladies, was that, one, if you have an idea, you don't necessarily have to know how to do a business plan. You can go online now and it is right in anything. I need help in starting a business. I need to learn how to write a business plan. And everything is available to you online. You just have to be brave enough to ask. And let me tell you, Carlette, here I am now, after being a businesswoman and owning three companies that I started and luckily successful. Now I'm reinventing myself, and I'm starting over just like all of you out there.
And that's what I love. That's what I love, Kay, more than anything, because you have had this successful company for years, and now you're in what we call the shift. You're shifting gears.
Reinvention, rewired, not retired, rewired.
I love it. Let's talk about your shift and why did you decide to make the shift?
Well, first of all, after 45 years and traveling and being successful, that allowed me to do a lot of philanthropy, a lot of giving back. And what I found was, as much as I love designing, it was the helping women and helping people, their families, talking to them, getting to them. It was the giving back and making the money and enabling me to give back and doing fashion shows where the funds went to cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
The giving back made me happier than anything. And I decided that once I could train a great staff to carry on my work that I trusted, that I needed to take the jump because you only live once. I'm 67 years old, and I wanted to try so many other things. And I funded a foundation in 2010 with my children, my two sons. And this is, and I want to be able to raise more money for the foundation, but also find many different venues that I think are appropriate that I want to give to.
Absolutely.
But in doing that, I have the other side of my life, which is my totally creative side, and I'm exploring all my other talents, one of which is my art. I do these amazing fashion sketches. They sell on a website called One Kings Lane. And to me, to sit down and paint all day is something that I can do now that I couldn't do at the beginning of my career because I was worried I wouldn't be able to support myself. I also am very interested in home. I'm working on a dabbling in a tabletop collection. I've done one in the past. And home and entertaining and caring for people in my home and doing fundraisers, it's all part of my life. I think my life is about sharing. My family's always been that way. My children are that way. They helped me from the time they were little in bake sales. So I think there's so many things. It's talking to you, Carlette, and having the time to do that. And I'm doing some TV. Reaching out and having time to really talk to people that I just haven't had time to talk to. And in looking into doing joint ventures in other countries where they need more help. It's just I'm so busy paring everything down and figuring out what the best thing to do is really the issue now.
Absolutely. And Kay, I want to take this opportunity to thank you because I know that there are people who are familiar with the designer label Kay Unger, but there are still those people that may not be familiar, and there those people that are not familiar just don't know how big you really are. And I know that you would never say that, but you are just huge, not only in America, but in all parts of this country with what you have done for women and for the industry. But you said something so interesting that I've got to come back to, and that's giving. Because what we're trying to do is cultivate a network, Kay, of givers. And it is always interesting to me how people start giving and how infectious and contagious giving is. And one of the large parts of what you do is to give. How did that happen for you?
Well, it happened actually when I was very young from a tragedy. I was four and my seven-year-old brother drowned. And my parents set up a foundation with Boys Clubs of America. And with money that their friends donated, they started a Epstein Fine Arts Fund in honor of my brother, and they would give scholarships to very young boys that they would find in boys clubs who were talented in the arts and in music, because those kids no one pays attention to, and if they can't get help, often they learn differently, and then they really end up on the street. And through that charity, I learned at a very early age about giving back, and then I took over that foundation with my brother when my father passed away at a very early age. So I learned about giving back and what it was like to lose someone. I also had cancer when I was 16. So then I was exposed to cancer. I was exposed to my grandmother dying of breast cancer, my aunt, and it just came naturally. And I think it's the largest high every time I've done it, whether I put a team together of girls in my office and we would run a race to raise money for handicapped children or for cancer patients, whatever it was. And for many years I made these great pajamas called KJs with fabulous prints, and I would bring them to women in the hospital with breast cancer. And my biggest thrill was when maybe 2 years later I'd get a package in the mail. here's your pajamas back.
Oh.
I don't need them anymore.
Wow.
Please give them to somebody else who can help you. So now with my foundation, these are some of the things I want to now bring to more people in more places.
Absolutely.
And I just think that until you try it, until somebody gets you involved, it's not easy to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a wonderful way for women. Maybe you're a single mom, and you could work, volunteer a little. You get to meet other people.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a community, and it's a community that's worthwhile being part of.
Absolutely. Kay, before we've got to let you go, I want you to tell people, what's one of the most important things that you have learned on this journey of entrepreneurship, of philanthropy, of being a survivor from cancer yourself? What is the most important lesson that you would share with those women out there that are listening to your story this morning?
Well, there's many, but I'm going to tell you something that my father told me, and it applies to entrepreneurship, illness, etc. Until you've seen the bottom, you're never really at the top. Until you have experienced it and pulled yourself up by the bootstraps, it just takes so much of the fear away of what's happening in your life and makes you able to take more risks. Because you've been there and you've lifted yourself up. I've lost a business. I've been sick. I've lost a brother. And you just pull yourself back up. And then you can take risk because you've been there before. You know you can do it again. And so it's about trusting yourself. And it's not easy. It's work every day, even after all my successes. It's still every morning. You got to self-talk and talk to yourself and tell you how great you are.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Kay, I want you to give the website and your foundation and where people can connect with you.
Well, the best way right now, believe it or not, is connect to me is through my Facebook, which is Kay Unger Design. And we've been putting everything through that. We find it's actually, we're just building a new website so that, and I have a Twitter account. So both, and I will write you back.
Amazing.
Tweet me, and my email is Kay Unger Pittman, P-I-T-M-A-N, which is my children's name, at gmail.com, and I will answer you. I have a wonderful assistant, Arielle, and we answer every email we possibly can.
Kay, I just can't thank you enough for taking time out of what I fully understand is a very, very busy morning, and I can't thank you enough for making me and the women of this world feel absolutely beautiful when we wear your dresses. And I'll be telling people more about your dresses as I will be wearing those dresses to events this October as we continue to say hell no to breast cancer. We have thrown down the gauntlet, Kay, and we're saying hell no.
Oh, absolutely. I'm doing actually a fundraiser in Washington, D.C. on Monday.
Absolutely.
For breast cancer. And you can always look on my Facebook and it'll show you the different events that we're involved in, and write to me. I'm still looking for the perfect thing where it's hands-on. I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
Not just the big organization, but join with other people because there's so much cost in administration. Join things where you know the money's going mostly to the research and the care.
Absolutely. Kay, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Well, I think it's a great thing that you're doing, and I'm very inspired myself.
Absolutely. Stand by for me, Kate. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we'll be back with another incredible entrepreneur right after this.
I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center clarity. Peace, serenity.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Now, the stage play with a message that love doesn't have to hurt.
Women don't know when to shut up. Come here, woman.
No.
Come here, Trick.
Get your hands off my grandbaby.
You go to hell, old woman.
It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play. The story that's bringing revelation knowledge that touches the hearts of all people. Love doesn't have to hurt. If you know someone that's been abused, send them to see this intriguing stage play. Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Coming for a limited engagement for one day only. Public Awareness Theater presents Love Doesn't Have to Hurt. Sunday, October 28th at 4 p.m. in the Peabody Magnet High School Auditorium, 2727 Jones Street. Admission is just $20. Tickets available at Smiley's Barbershop, Anointed Creations, and at Mix 93.9. It's Love Doesn't Have to Hurt, the hit stage play.
Sweetheart, you deserve better than this. Get out before it's too late.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In the Small Emerging Businesses Program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Jock Roy, the mayor of the city of Alexandria. I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping the City of Alexandria to enrich individuals and the community through the provision of services and effective coordination of programs in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support. The City of Alexandria can't thank you enough.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Yo, it's Thursday, and I'm going to tell you, it's all about entrepreneurship, but even more than that, it's about giving. And you know, we always love to bring people in that are great givers. And I read an article, and I told you guys about it earlier in Forbes magazine, that talked about it's not about how much money that you make, the millions and even billions of dollars that people make, but it's about the number of lives that you can touch. And when I read that, it was so profound. And I hope that many, many of you heard Kay Unger's story. I hope that you go to kayunger.com and you look at her dresses. She has dressed the mother of the bride. She has dressed brides. She has dressed women in business. She has dressed women for cocktail events and beautiful events. And I hope that you will go and look at her beautiful designs and look at her life and her life's work. And we're so inspired by her work, but we're also inspired by women in our community, like Jennifer Tishner at Terra Home. And for those of you who may not have heard the show on Tuesday, well, DC has bought me this beautiful camellia bracelet from Terra Home. And for my birthday, he brought me the matching necklace. And Jennifer is another one of those incredible women that we point to, that we can see locally, that will go on a national level, I believe, one day. Jennifer, I am speaking that over you.
Well, thank you.
But we welcome you back to the OPT Network.
I'm glad to be back, excited to be here. I love being with you guys. It's amazing to be able to share things and listen and learn things that you guys share. I'm speechless. Just listening to Kay is so inspirational to me.
And then you had a chance to really converse with her and really get a feel for her personally. What does that do for you as a young woman in business?
Well, you know, as a business owner,
because it was almost like she was a teacher, huh?
She was
having a teaching moment with you right there.
And you know, she's way more, 40 years into it more than I am. It's okay. I mean, it just, we have so many struggles and so many fights that, I always tell people I get on the rat wheel every morning and I run, and
mm-hmm.
then I get off.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to her, she is, she's into the fun part of it, to mm-hmm. where she can, you know, focus all right. of her attention on giving back. And that in itself is inspiring to me. I cannot wait to get there. And it's almost worth it for all the hard work that I'm doing and all the struggles that I have. I can take a deep breath, and she's so calm mm-hmm. and just gives me something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. And that's years and years probably of mm-hmm. wisdom. And like she said, being at the bottom. And I was reading this morning in my meditation book, and I hope that for we speak to not only women, but we speak to men. But we know that it's for women, it's a little bit more challenging. And you can see that in every aspect of starting a business or just starting anything. And so that's why, Jennifer, we love people like yourself, and we love Kay Unger, because no matter what level you're at, right. we're all aspiring, hopefully, to be great givers.
Right.
Despite the money that we make, but to give not only money, but to give of ourselves and our hearts. And one of the things that I love that you said to Kay during the break was that the gifts and the giftables in your store, many of them tell a story.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, you know, I am a very emotional person. And, you know, I always tell vendors, I'm not a onesie or twosie person. I'm not going to buy the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. If I feel really strongly about their product and their line, I'm going to dive knee deep into mm-hmm. it. And that is basically what I did with Terra Home. I feel strongly about something and I go for it. Mm-hmm. And probably, I would say 75% of the companies that I buy from have stories. You know, they're people just like you and me mm-hmm. that were at home one day or at work and they realized they had a talent and they created a product. And now they're at this huge market in Dallas or Atlanta and they're shaking and they're nervous mm-hmm. and they're telling their story. And
because they're selling you, they're essentially.
Right. They're selling it to me. And, you know, I'm like, okay, sign me up. Where's the, you know, how many do I need to buy? Let's go for mm-hmm. it. And they're like, really? You know, really, mm-hmm. you think? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes. You know, I noticed people that shop in my store love stories. They want to know where the product came from. Mm-hmm. They want to know that people spent their hard-earned time to make it so they can enjoy it in their home. Mm-hmm. And think about it. If you were to give a gift that a blind lady made.
Tell us about that story.
Okay, there's a company that we sell in the store. She is an artist, and she's legally blind. Mm. And she makes exquisite Christmas ornaments. She makes wall canvases. And literally, she's legally blind. She's never seen her artwork.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I'll have to put a picture on Facebook so you guys can
absolutely.
See. Absolutely. I don't believe her. She is white, and she's albino.
Wow.
So she struggled her whole life with that. And then
with not only being blind,
right,
but being albino.
Mm-hmm. And to overcome all those mm-hmm. things, and, I mean, she was at market. And
right.
there are thousands of women and men that come through that market and look at product, and they're basically being judged. No, I don't want to buy that from you. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot. And so when I met her and her husband and, you know, got her story, you better believe I'm going to buy that product. I'm mm-hmm. going to support her mm-hmm. because more power to her.
And this is what I loved. And this is why we wanted you to come in when Kay was in, because when women come together and we all have those like passions, something incredible happens
mm-hmm.
because Kay's story will be inspiration for not only you as a woman that's aspiring to go to the next level
right.
in business, but to me and to all of us who are trying to make it to the next level. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the network is about. It's about connecting people. And that's why I love your store, because every time I walk into the store, there is a warmth and there is a goodness. And I believe that you and Kay have a lot in common where you just trust your instincts.
Right.
And that's what we've got to talk about. We've got to help. And Kay talked about it. Mm-hmm. She said it's that truth
right.
down in you. You know, some people call it the Holy Ghost. Some people call it intuition. Whatever you call it, it is that very truth that propels you.
Right. Well, and you know, I think part of that is being stable and grounded in yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've really got to dig deep speaking for women,
mm-hmm.
and do some soul searching and figure, I mean, I had to figure me out. Jennifer
right.
needs to figure out what Jennifer wants
That's
before
right.
I can even be successful in this world.
Absolutely. And that's really what it's about. It's
right.
about knowing yourself. Mm-hmm. And I got this scripture, and I just want to share it, especially with women, that your heart can be deceitfully wicked. Like you think your heart is right, and God is reminding me, make sure you keep your heart right.
Right.
Because it can be deceitfully mm-hmm. wicked. And when you do just what you said, Jennifer, when you search your heart as a woman and you make sure, not just in words, but really make sure your heart is right, then you'll be able to give to the next woman.
Right.
And you won't have to think about losing anything.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break here, y'all. This is a powerful conversation. But when we come back, I promise you we're going to talk about some of the great jewels that you'll find at Terra Home, located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Ready, Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
At the credit union with a heart, part of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Due to popular demand, this offer's been extended through October. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops
And then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
You know how there are things in life that you didn't know were missing until you found them?
Sure, like yoga or text.
Or a good breakfast.
Oh, I wish I did that more often. Who has the time?
Who does? But I tried apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal at McDonald's.
Apple cinnamon, love that.
It has whole grain oats, walnuts, crunchy apples, and it's 270 calories. It's fast, it's wholesome, and now my day isn't really the same without it.
Move over texting. Oatmeal just raised the bar.
McDonald's apple cinnamon walnut oatmeal. The simple joy of a wholesome breakfast. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's 8:36, and today is Thursday. Can you believe it? The week is almost over. It's October 18th, and we're joined in the studio this morning by Jennifer Tishner. She is the owner of Terra Home. And if you have not visited Terra Home, what in the world are you waiting for? It's located at 1355 Peterman Drive, and it has fastly become one of those places that we love. And DC surprised me on Tuesday with a birthday gift from Terra Home. And we say to people all the time, Jennifer, if they're looking for not just any old gift, but something that's unique and something with passion and heart, that Terra Home is just a great place to find that.
It really is. You know, I spend a lot of time researching and buying and shopping for things for the store. It's a great feel,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see something different every single time you come in.
Absolutely. Now, you've got Halloween coming
right
up.
Halloween is right around the corner. We have amazing.
Are you kidding me? It's on the corner.
It is. You're right. We have amazing Halloween decorations,
uh-huh.
and all of our Halloween is 50% off.
Wow.
Which is a steal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another thing for Halloween that I think people forget to do, I don't know if you've ever heard, it's called booing your neighbor.
Booing your neighbor?
Booing your neighbor. Uh-huh. It's called getting booed. We have cute little forms that you print out, and you just a little
uh-huh.
happy Halloween linen towel you leave on their doorstep and a sign that says you've been booed.
I love that.
And then they do it to the next house.
And so that
you take turns.
And so that really culminates what we're talking about, giving.
And it's fun and the kids love it. So right now is the perfect time to come in and we'll put little gift baskets together, even just little small pre-lit
mm-hmm.
Halloween nightlights,
mm-hmm.
you know, just anything that's fun that you would like to see at your doorstep,
mm-hmm.
kind of get you in the Halloween spirit.
Wow, that is a great concept and a great idea. Where did that come from?
Well, they did it when I was little.
Wow.
In our neighborhood in
mm-hmm.
Charles Park long, long, long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over time we get busy
mm-hmm.
and we don't do things like that. And that's what's important.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's why I always love to talk to Jennifer, because you can just really feel her heart and the heart for people. And I know that every time that DC has come in and bought any gift, I have never been with him, because I always say, like most women do, and I wanna share this thought with our men. Men, when a lady tells you not to do it, she really doesn't mean it.
No.
She really doesn't mean it. And if you go above and beyond and you do something special for her, like going to Terra Home, and I have always loved charm bracelets, but I've never just really been able to find the right one. But men, if you go in and you allow Jennifer and her team to help you pick something for your wife or for your significant other, it makes your night.
Absolutely.
I'm tell a you. Lot so better.
Glad. Jennifer does make it easy.
Aww.
I mean, you know, because every time I go in there, you know, she meets me, greets me.
Uh-huh.
You know, all of the employees there, even if Jennifer's not there.
Right.
There's always someone there to take care of me. And, I mean, it's always easy. It is an easy process. I love going there.
Well,
because
you
know they make me feel comfortable, and I can just tell them kind of what I'm trying to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they take.
And so, what did you tell her
terms.
That lady terms?
You know, I mean,
because we do think differently.
We do well, and that's kind of
yeah. They translate
for men.
They translate. Yeah. I like that. And so, what did you tell her you were trying to do for my birthday?
Well, I told her what I was trying to do is do something different from what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, I had already noticed the
you did notice the necklace.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I was like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do next. And then, you know, basically it was pretty much put together. They make it real simple.
Mm-hmm.
The displays are beautiful. You can kind of see in your mind's eye what you're trying to do, you know, because once they give you a understanding of what the bracelet is, like the bracelet itself, the,
mm-hmm.
all of the
Jennifer, I wear it
charms,
every day.
All of the charms on it have
it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
different little meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're real thought.
And you know what I thought about, DC, as you were saying that and how much I love my bracelet. And this is just a tip for men, especially if you are in a place in your relationship where you're just sort of there and you really haven't done anything special. When you get something like this, it brings back, especially if you're trying to rekindle.
Right.
It brings back what you really loved about that person.
Mm-hmm.
Like my bracelet has mother on it. It has soulmate on it. You know, it's got so many things that remind me of our life together.
Right.
And what we have.
Well, and he picked those.
Right, and he picked those.
You know, he's given me a lot of credit, but I showed him the bracelet and the concept, and that's what's beautiful about it. He made that the way it looks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
And I think that's why, Jennifer, I'm so proud of it. And I wear it literally every single day. And even men have complimented my bracelet. And so these are just a couple of the things that Jennifer has at Terra Home. And if you're looking for something special, it doesn't have to be a holiday.
Right.
Just those just because.
Mm-hmm.
And with moms and women, we work so hard. And sometimes when you just acknowledge us just because.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, let me acknowledge Jennifer again.
Go ahead.
Because if you're out there and you're saying, man, you know, I haven't really found anything in the Mega Raffle that makes me want to buy it yet. Jennifer has just put a $250 gift certificate. She has added that to the Mega Raffle. Also, when you go into Terra Home, you will be able to pick up some of these Mega Raffle tickets.
Absolutely.
They will have them.
Better come see us.
Absolutely. You got to come see Jennifer. And then what I love about Jennifer's
right
her
there,
spirit
folks.
And her heart, DC said, wow, Jennifer, I didn't know you could give such a big gift certificate. And you said what about the gift certificate and why you did that? You said, I want people to be able to.
Oh, I want people to be able to come into the store and buy whatever they want. I don't want any limits or perimeters. Because if
that's a big
never,
heart.
Well, if you've never been in the store, I don't want you to leave not fulfilled. You know, I want you to
come in.
And if you've bought a raffle ticket, you're given to a good cause.
Absolutely.
It's full circle. It's not anything shorter than that. It's full circle.
I love it. That's
Absolutely.
What you call paying it forward.
Absolutely.
I love it. Y'all, not only can you get giftables, you can get beautiful scarves. She's added scarves. She's added shoes. You gotta visit Terra Home. It's at 1355 Peterman Drive. Jennifer, thank you for having the heart that you have. Thank you for sharing your passion and what you do. And you know what? May God bless you richly and abundantly.
Thank you very much, Carlette. And I really appreciate what you guys do every morning.
Thank you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back with the Mega Raffle and the race coming up Saturday and our t-shirt colors so that you can be on point for the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, plus a lot of great stories. Another great story. You got to stay on point. We're back right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service
24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Now, you know that we have been stomping for breast cancer. We're Absolutely. Saying, hell no. Hell no. We want to eradicate breast cancer, and we want to do it through raising money and raising awareness. And you know what? Every single day when we have no idea what's going to happen next, how God's going to move to make this movement even bigger, better, greater, well, something always amazing happens. And that just tells you. You see, about the goodness of God.
Absolutely.
And the goodness of those angels that he sends. Those angels like Miss Vicky Carter. She walked into our offices yesterday. We were sitting and we were working, fellowshipping, and just talking and just doing what we do. And she came in and she said, I have a donation. Now, Vicky Carter... Her church is the First New Light Baptist Church. And she said, and of course we said, come in, we you know, let's fellowship, let's talk. She said, our adult DC Sunday school class decided that we could do something. Absolutely. Let me tell you who their pastor is, first of all, because it really all flows
Excellent
down
leadership.
From the head. Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's Reverend Wardale Williams at the First New Light Baptist Church. And she said, you know, we started thinking, what can we do? And we asked everybody in our adult Sunday school class if they would give. And they did. And you see, she brought us.
Well, first, she also said, she said that there's a lot of people in our congregation who are dealing with matters such as these.
That's right.
And so we wanted to have an opportunity to sow into what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is inspiring, and basically we want to be a part of the change that we would like to see. So we, as a unit, decided, mm-hmm. under the leadership and guidance of the pastor of the church,
Reverend Wardale Williams,
said that we could do something.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a really excellent contribution to help in the fight against breast cancer. Kudos to them.
But you know what? What moved me, DC, more than anything, it moved me really how moved you were.
Yes, it really moves me, because when you're out here in a movement like this, and it's easy to say that none of this money is mine, it's easy to give up.
Exactly.
You know, it's easy to give up, because I'm not going to lose anything if somebody gives or not give.
That's right.
I don't gain anything. So it's easy, if you get a little discouraged, it's easy to just say, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But people like that.
Vicky Carter, Miss Vicky Carter, and the First New Light Baptist Church.
First New Light Baptist Church, under the pastor.
Reverend Wardale Williams.
Reverend Wardale Williams. They are the few.
Mm-hmm.
It's people and institutions and churches like that who few what we mm-hmm. do. And we are astute enough to appreciate that we would not be able to do this
mm-hmm.
were it not for people like that who say, I'm not going to spectate anymore. I'm not going to sit around and watch you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get in where I fit in, and I'm going to be a part of this change because this is my community.
That's right.
To sit back and say, I see y'all, but I'm not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically you saying, I want somebody else to carry my load.
Wow.
And to me, that's losing.
And let me tell you about the special card that they sent to us. And Vicky and all of the people in the Sunday school and the adult Sunday school, you just don't know how apropos the card is. It's filled with teacups. And I thought it was really sweet and really special because I drink tea every single morning. And the card simply says, we care. And that really moved us more than anything. And on the card, DC, are the names of those people.
Absolutely. It has Lillian Williams,
mm-hmm.
Roland, Brenda. It doesn't have their last name.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it says, we care.
We care.
With three exclamation marks behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we care a lot. Lillian Williams, and this is the adult Sunday school at
First New Light Baptist Church.
At First New Light Baptist Church. Lillian Williams, Roland, Brenda, Clarice, Latasha, Virginia, Laurent, Barbara, Mary G, Ella, and Mary H.
And then after all of that, DC, they gave us a wonderful donation.
Absolutely.
And Caring and Sharing Chair Lady is Miss Charlene Richardson. And Pastor Wardell Williams, we can't tell you enough about what this says about the leadership that you are extending at the First New Light Baptist Church. And the fact that people in your congregation, most especially your adult Sunday school class, are not just hearing the word.
Absolutely.
They are indeed doing the word.
And that it means something to you that people are suffering from this right in your church.
In your church. And the word tells
people
us.
In your church.
And the word tells us that where your treasure is, that's where your heart is.
Absolutely.
And so, Vicky Carter, thank you for bringing the donation, but thank you to the First New Light Baptist Church Adult Sunday School. Under the leadership of Pastor Wardell Williams. You guys absolutely do care. And thank you for being
the change.
Being the change. I tell you one thing. It's stories like that. And then, DC,
absolutely.
There's another story that we would be remiss. And we try to keep them all in order. And we try to tell them all. Vicky Rossio.
Yes.
Is that? Did I say that right? Yeah, I hope
right.
I said that right, Vicky.
That's
she's
right.
got.
That's Miss Barbara Strong's church. Man.
Yes, she's got.
Say the, what's the name of
the
church?
Name of the church. I hope I can say it correctly. Is Piscay? Is it Piscay Baptist Church?
Piscay Baptist Church
at 1401 South Harvard Street or Howard Street in Alexandria, and
thank you for not being a spectator.
Thank you, and. And Vicky's got what's called Heavenly Desserts. And she added $150
specialty cake. Mm-hmm. And it can be an anniversary cake, a birthday cake. But she's putting a cake in the Super Mega Raffle.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she wanted to be the change that she wanted to see. And she's also helping Miss Brenda Strong sell the raffle tickets. But I think it's very interesting what they're doing. They said that what we're going to do is try to get together and get each church member to buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was outstanding.
Absolutely. And then I want to remind everybody about the Pine Liner Bass Club, the Anglers. On Friday, October 19th, they're having a dinner. It is going to be a catfish dinner. Where they're going to be selling those dinners for $7. The menu's going to be catfish potato salad. And he said that they've got those, DC, those killer baked beans. You're going to get a roll, a slice of cake,
and sort of like a salad that'll go on the side of that. They're asking that you please pre-order all of those dinners so that they'll know how many. And then you can reach out to Mr. Willie Ray Jackson by phoning him at 613-1659. What are you looking for? I can help you. And then you can look at buying a dinner, and for $7 with that dinner, you can be a part of the change that you want to see and help eradicating breast cancer. Because what they're going to do is they're going to give part of the proceeds to breast cancer.
Oh, okay. That's right. Okay.
And so we can do that. We can be a part of the change that we want to see in helping to eradicate breast cancer. And our phones are going off the hook. And we're trying to keep all of these stories together. And I'm trying to write all of the stuff down so that we can keep it in order. And I think DC's got, do you have some corrections for me? And we're just about out of time, but we want to help to remind you about everything that is going on in the community and how you can be the change that you want to see. So tell me what we got here.
Well, what we have is that's Mount Pisgah.
Oh, Mount Pisgah.
Mount Pisgah Baptist Church, and the pastor is Pastor Philip Gallo.
Okay.
Thank you, Pastor Gallo, and for being the change. And that is Barbara Strong's church.
Absolutely.
And Ms. Rizzio.
Absolutely. And absolutely.
Those are the folks that came in and are helping us. She said that they were going to probably do a mega raffle ticket per member.
Wow. Amazing. And so, you know what? Everybody has a supply to give. And we're just asking that you give your supply. And that's why we're trying to bring people together that are givers. Because we believe that the more people share, DC, in their giving, the more others will say, you know what? I have a supply to give. And the only way to do it is just do it. I don't know how to say it other than just to say, just do it. I mean, you can phone us at 318-445-5658, or you can reach out to us. You can reach out to us at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria, and you can zip it up with 71302. What we got?
Brenda's going to come up here in a minute when she turns her radio down, and yes, their church members are taking more. Let me just let her say it.
All right. Brenda, good morning, Brenda. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, and I am grateful.
I know you are.
Say that real quick, Miss Brenda, what y'all are doing over there.
We are at Mount Pisgah. Someone had just called to verify. And we, under our leadership of Pastor Philip Gallo, we have taken on some raffle tickets. And we are at our church has taken on a book of 10. And they
I love it. Go ahead.
We're very dedicated in the race for the cure.
Absolutely.
So in that, we're asking each church to, you know, come aboard and as in members of your church, sell some tickets and make this thing awesome as it is supposed to be.
Be the change.
Brenda, we absolutely love you. Yes. That is the spirit that we're trying to embody.
Praise God. But praise that's what Lord. We do.
That's how we roll.
We say hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no to breast cancer. I love it.
Praise God.
Brenda, we are so out of time.
Thank you so much.
These are the things that make our day absolutely fabulous. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mount Pisgah.
Thank you, Mount Pisgah. Thank you, New Light Baptist Church, under the leadership of Reverend Wardell Williams.
And Reverend Philip Gallo at Mount Pisgah. Thank you guys for being the change that you want.
Reverend Chris Augustine, Beulah Baptist Church.
Yeah.
We're running out of time, but we're going to give all those churches a shout out because you know what? You guys are not just hearing the word, you're doing the word.
Jerusalem Baptist Church.
Jerusalem Baptist Church down in Cottonport, Louisiana. That's what it's about, pastors. When your members get on the move. You know,
St. Paul Lutheran,
that they're hearing the word.